Welcome to another episode of Open Doors, Conversations with Heart of the Father. I'm your host, Jacqueline Harper. Open Doors is a conversation about inviting God's love, presence, and power into our hearts. We are friends and teammates from Heart of the Father Ministries who share in the mission of setting captive hearts free through Unbound Ministry. We're so glad you could join us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Open Doors podcast. I'm Matt Lozano. I'll be your host today. And I have with me a very good friend. Her name is Gosia Wojcik. She is from Poland, from the town of Jussefu. Did I say it correctly?
Yes, you did.
Hello,
everyone. Yes, you did. Congratulations.
I've tried many times.
Oh, wow.
Gosia is a professional translator. She has translated most of the books for Heart of the Father Ministries. She is married to her husband, Robert, who is one of the funniest people on the planet.
That's right.
He can make you laugh without even cracking a smile. And she has five wonderful daughters. Gosia, so good to be with you.
Yes, thank you for the invitation. Thank you for having me.
So Gosia, if you could just recap for us a little bit of how did you come into contact with Unbound? How did you meet us?
Well, I first learned about Unbound even before the book was published. I think it was in 1996 or 7, when Neil and Janet came to Schools of Evangelization and Christian Life in Vanskorona, Poland. And they taught us, they were our teachers. And first I was a student at the school, and then I came back as an interpreter. So I was there for them to interpret. And this is how I met them.
How old were you at the time?
I think I was 19. I mean, yeah.
Wow.
I was 19 then, the first time I met them. And then over the years, they were coming back year after year. So I was growing older, but still young enough. And that's why this ministry and all that I learned from Neil and Janet has really shaped me, my Christianity, who I am in Christ as a follower of Christ. And they introduced me to the Holy Spirit and to how he works in people and what he does for them. So that was probably the thing that transformed my Christianity and myself the most of all the things that I've ever heard.
Wow.
So that was really amazing. And I was there during the first ever conference in Poland. I mean, Neil likes to call it the first ever Unbound conference. Mm-hmm. And I think it was around 1997 or 8. I can't remember exactly. But I was there as the interpreter. And then I prayed with Neil and Janet as the interpreter, as they were praying for people during ministry time. So this is how I came in touch with the whole ministry.
It's been great to get to know you, Gosia, over the years. You are just such a powerful woman of God. You are just so fierce on behalf of God's children. You love to serve. You just, everywhere you go, you just carry God's presence with you. And I love to hear you sing too. You have an amazing voice and your whole family is musically talented. So recently I invited you to come with me to the United Arab Emirates, which is a place that neither of us have been and was very different from anywhere we've ever been before. Tell us a little about what was your experience like there?
Well, it was amazing because this is like a different world. It's a different part of the world, and it's very different. The people are different. The language is different. I mean, even the English that is spoken there is very different from what I'm used to. And I was impressed by how ambitious they are and how big their dreams are and how fast they can make them come true. Like, we were looking at those amazing buildings in Dubai that we were told had been built over a period of, 25 years?
Yeah.
And they are like state-of-the-art technology, which is absolutely amazing. And it's very impressive. And also the mixture of cultures and people from all around the world, that was pretty amazing too. And as for the community, the Jesus Youth who invited us, that was very unique to me, as I shared with you, because we could see that the majority of the community who came to the conference were men, which is very unusual, which is like the opposite of what usually happens back at home. And I was impressed by the proportions, but also by how open they were to the message that we were sharing, how humble and how really desperate to receive this message, like through and through. They were sharing very openly, just getting straight to the point without, you know, beating around the bush. And I think that as I looked at them on the last day, as we were saying goodbye at the end of the conference, I looked at them and I realized that they looked to me like an army of young men who are being equipped to fight for this generation, for their part of the world, and that they are destined to change their country, the country they come from, and maybe the whole region. And the message that they received is like just being equipped, like they were given a weapon to fight with.
That's amazing.
So I was really impressed by all of this community, especially that they are formed by expatriates. And it's not an easy life that they are having there. It's an opportunity, but also it's hard. It's difficult. Mm-hmm. And they are just sticking together and following Jesus. And like, you know, they go to mass every day. They have meetings very often and they are so dedicated. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had, I think there was about 150 who came to our conference in English. And then there was another 300 people at the other conference, which was in Malayalam. And most of the people were from Kerala in India. As you said, most of them were in UAE for work. And yeah, they were very organized. The whole prayer team was extremely organized. It was like one person comes in, the next person comes out. I think when before we met, they had a spreadsheet and they said, we're going to try to pray for 3.5 people per hour. And we're going to do this many people with a variance of 3%.
Yeah, it sounded like it. And it worked.
It did. It really did. It was amazing. What's a strong memory that you have of this trip in terms of the ministry that you did with people?
Yeah, it's a good question because it's not so much the teaching that you do, but the ministry, right? This is where it all happens, when the real stuff happens. And so I had so many sessions scheduled back to back. I was amazed at the Holy Spirit working in those people. They came ready and they were sharing things that I think I had read in books about or watched movies about, like I was listening to them and almost hearing stories that I had read in Mother Teresa's autobiography when she was sharing about working with the outcasts, you know, people who were really very poor, suffering, ill, children in orphanages. I heard all of those stories being shared with me. And it was amazing because they were real people. And I knew that this is not, I'm not watching a movie, I'm not reading a book, this is real life. So that was really powerful. And as I mentioned, the English that is spoken in Dubai, I think it's a very international community. So with a lot of different accents and mixtures. And so in the beginning, I felt I was not up to the challenge of, you know, being able to understand what they are sharing. And I was worried that I would not be able to understand. It's a different culture, different people, different language. It's not my mother tongue. And it all seemed like almost impossible. But at the end of the last session, I realized that I felt like they were speaking Polish to me. Mm. Like I understood every little thing, every detail.
Wow.
I felt like they were speaking to me in my mother tongue, which was pretty amazing. So that was very strong, a very strong memory. Another one in terms of ministry and how the Lord came, you know, with his abundance of his grace during ministry time was something that I had read in Neil's and your books about the ministry, which was one woman was sharing her story and she was not supposed to be in this time slot. She was supposed to be somewhere earlier, but for some reason it got mixed up and she was almost not having this session. And I knew that I had to pray for her. And so she came late and you were already done with all your sessions and you were waiting because you had a plane and we had to go, and I knew I have to pray for her. And so we prayed, and she shared, and I asked just, please, Lord, tell me quickly what's going on, because we don't have much time. And I knew he would come through, and he did. So she was experiencing in the fourth key, the authority, she was experiencing freedom. But she also said that she's feeling like something is lifting, but then it stopped and it got stuck somewhere in her throat, like she had a lump in her throat or something. Mm-hmm. And this is something I had read in one of your books, right. But I had never experienced this myself. And I just realized that this is a process, that something is going on, that something new is being revealed. And I asked the Holy Spirit quickly to tell me, quickly, please, Lord, tell me what it is. And he did. And when I said those words, again, breaking the power of the enemy in Jesus' name, she was completely set free. And wow. Just the fact that it was visible in her body was to me so, and she felt it. She testified. It was in her own words that she said it. It was not like I was observing her and looking at her and seeing things happening, but she said it. So that was very powerful. And the thing that she got set free from was just the sense that she's a waste of time, that she shouldn't be there, that she's an annoyance. And like from her story, nothing really suggested that this would be a problem. But then as we dive deeper, the Holy Spirit revealed it, and she was spectacularly set free. She could feel it in her body, which was such a joy to witness.
That's amazing. So I had no reason to worry about you coming in late, right? It was worth the wait, for sure.
Yeah, it was very much so.
And some sessions, you just kind of say, well, if that was the only session I came for, it was going to be worth it, for sure. You flew in, you were in the Ukraine a week before, correct?
Yes.
And you're headed back there soon, right?
Yeah, we are going there back in 2 weeks' time. Or actually, it's 10 days from now. We are going at the invitation of Bishop Mikołaj Łuczok from Diocese of Mukachevo, which is in Transcarpathia, which is a region of Ukraine that has not experienced like military operations so far. Mm-hmm. And they are quite safe, mm-hmm. hopefully. The bishop's dream is to have an alliance of houses of mercy all around Ukraine, just like the one we have in Poland. We have 30 houses of mercy. For those of the listeners who don't know what a house of mercy is, it's a place of permanent unbound ministry. And we only do unbound in a house of mercy. So we form an alliance, we have meetings, and we are now being trained using Matt's advanced course in Unbound, in some of the houses. And we are going to use the same resources ministering to some lay people, but mostly nuns and priests who are coming at the invitation of their bishop. And we are helping establish the first house of mercy there. So then from then on, they will be able to work towards forming new houses of mercy, new people, training people, both with our help and on their own. And then hopefully there will be an alliance of House of Mercy in Ukraine. That's our dream.
That's great. And I know that they hold a special place in your heart, the people of the Ukraine. And
oh, yeah.
Through all that they've suffered, and you've been a real source of hope for them.
Yeah, and I think they are. The amazing thing is that Mikołaj Łuczok, he first learned the rectory from Neil. And so Neil was the one who first came and planted the first seeds. And now mm-hmm. we are just helping to make them grow.
That's great.
Tend to the crop. But he was the first one. So I'm very honored to be able to like follow in your father's footsteps mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. just help a little. But we are hoping that soon they will be able to just train people on their own without our help.
Great. To jump back to Dubai, just one quick question. I know the Lord spoke to me very powerfully through some of my intercessors and people I was with. And I also really enjoyed their food. The halal food was so good. And the hospitality was amazing. But Joseph and Celine Thomas were also there from Maryland. They're part of the Unbound Maryland team. You seem to really hit it off with Celine. And can you describe in a general way just how she blessed you?
Yeah, that was, Celine is just a person that everybody loves. I mean, she's just such a wonderful person, a woman of God. And so at the end of the conference, you had us practice the Father's blessing. So we were supposed to just in pairs wait for the Holy Spirit to speak his words of blessing and just to speak the words to the other person. And so first I prayed the blessing for Celine, and then she prayed her blessing over me, and the words she spoke were just like pierced my heart, like she was reading my soul. Like she knew exactly. I mean, I knew it was straight from the Father's heart, that she had, like, you know, a connection. And it was the answer to a prayer that I had been carrying in my heart for the past probably 6 months. And it just filled me with so much hope. She explained with her gestures. She showed me, she illustrated what she saw. And what she saw was me as a mother grasping a baby from the enemy's grasp, or snatching it away from the enemy. And I broke in tears right away, because I know it was the answer to my prayers. It was a promise. It filled me with hope and joy and peace. And you saw me weeping. Yeah. We were saying goodbye to all the people, and you asked me to come up on stage, and I was still weeping. But it was just so powerful, and it stayed with me. And whenever I pray for this particular person, I still remember this image, and it brings me so much hope and helps me persevere.
That's so beautiful.
It was a great, great blessing.
What's a lesson that the Lord taught you this trip? What would you like to take away from this trip?
Well, certainly the thing that I shared about him coming to rescue when I was struggling with the language. I didn't feel very secure in the beginning, even as we were praying with people before the conference, because it seemed scary that I wouldn't be able to understand. And they are sharing really deep stuff. Sure. And so I was like, I told you even, Matt, I'm not sure if I can do this, because I'm just afraid that I will not be able to minister to them as they deserve to be ministered to.
They were speaking very quickly. It was hard for me too at first to pick up on the English, for sure.
Yeah. Plus it's a little different. It's a different kind of
different
English
accent
that I'm used to. Mm-hmm. And I remember also, as I was supposed to teach, that's easier, because when you're speaking, you know what you're saying, even if it's not your mother tongue. But you said, Gosha, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm my father's daughter. He knows where I am. He put me here. He could have chosen anyone. And if he decided it's me this time, then it's a privilege and I'm just going to do it. So this gave me a lot of courage and hope that I'll be able to do what he wanted me to do. Coming back to your question about what I learned was, that I can rely on him and trust that he will help me when I'm lost. Because as I said in the beginning, I really felt I didn't understand what they were saying that well. But at the end, I almost felt like they were speaking my mother tongue. Like it was all being held in Polish, which was really amazing. It amazed me.
That's amazing.
I felt like I was not so much listening with my ears, but with my heart. And it was just like a connection on this level that I didn't even realize that there was any language involved. It was like almost at the heart level communication.
God always gives us the grace that we need, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it's good to be stretched beyond our comfort zones, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Gosha, for sharing. Would you mind just closing us with a brief prayer?
Absolutely. Father, I thank you for Matt, and I thank you for this whole family, for how you have blessed all of us because of them, for how you love them and you cherish them, how much blessing you have poured upon them. And I'm just so grateful for having Matt, Neil and Janet and Matt and Jen and all their beautiful family. And I thank you for all the years that you have been with us on this journey, helping us when we are lost. I ask you, Father, that you would continue to bless this ministry and to spread it till the ends of the world, until we come back, because we are waiting for you. So I ask you, Father, for your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us so that we do what is in your heart and fulfill your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gosha.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about taking hold of the freedom you have been given in Christ, check out our website, heartofthefather.com, and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Matt,
Jen,
Rachel,
and Jacqueline saying goodbye until next time.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
I will come in to him and eat with him.
And he with me. Revelation 3:20.